USA Radio News.
Today, the neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who attacked him outside his home last year, was sentenced to 30 days in federal prison. The attack was over yard debris that Paul repeatedly stacked near the line between their two properties. Also today, a federal judge ordered Paul Manafort to await trial in jail after prosecutors charged him with witness tampering. The president was also asked about Manafort.
You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or his firm did. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something?
Tom Brady sat down for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and it's a conversation that involves some topics that you don't usually get to hear Brady talk about.
I love having the, you know, to come home to someone that engages me every night, you know. She makes me laugh. Oh, my God.
You can catch that entire interview on Sunday on Oprah's network at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The sexual misconduct allegations against a longtime TV journalist did not come out overnight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Washington Post investigative reporters Aaron Carmen and Amy Britton were honored on Thursday at the 12th annual Newhouse School Syracuse University Mirror Awards for their reporting on years of sexual misconduct perpetrated by Charlie Rose. Carmen noted it took 7 years from when she heard the first tip about Rose's sexual misconduct and harassment to when the Post story was published. The awards also honored journalistic work, including investigations by the New York Times and the New Yorker that focused on the Harvey Weinstein story. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States is expected to withdraw from the UN's Human Rights Council. That's according to a new report out today. The council begins a three-week session in July, and the United States has always had some issues due to their perceived bias against Israel. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's attempts to boost domestic metal production by imposing tariffs on countries could actually make your booze more expensive. Derek Sissons, a former Marine and founded the company America Bourbon, that's made right here in the United States. He talks about how his bourbon will not be affected by some of the tariffs.
We sell strictly domestically. So, you know, we don't have to, you know, we're not at a place in time right now where we really need to worry about those kind of tariffs. But obviously it's going to affect the companies that you just mentioned. And somebody's going to have to pay for those tariffs somewhere down the line. Like I said, I don't know if that's going to be passed on to the American consumer. But like I said, if that's the case, it's certainly going to benefit smaller distillers such as myself that are just selling domestically.
Sisson also says this is a great time to give his bourbon a try.
Really proud of the quality, veteran-owned, made right here in the good old USA, South Carolina, made by American citizens, and get out and try it. I think it's a fantastic product, along with a lot of the other smaller craft domestic distillers out.
Apple is expected to release three new iPhone models coming up this September. Now, one of them will use the lower-cost LCD screen, mainly to keep the price down. Electronic manufacturers are saying that Apple expects a lower-cost model to be the most popular as well. As usual, lower cost is relative when it comes to Apple, as that phone is still expected to be in that $500 to $600 range. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.